Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Downy. Leading off today, earlier this week, we talked about Instagram rolling out a major update to Threads that added a dedicated following timeline sorted by chronological order. The next item on many wish lists is support for accessing Threads through the Mac, and there's good news and bad news on this front. Many Threads users have questioned why Meta decided to block people from running the iPhone version of Threads on their Mac. After all, the ability to run iPhone or iPad apps is one of the best selling points of Apple Silicon Macs. In fact, for developers, this option is actually enabled by default, so developers have to remember to opt out if they don't want their app available on the Mac. And that's exactly what Meta did, but it turns out the company did at least have some logic for the decision. In a post on Threads this week, one of the company's engineers explained, quote, "We tried it out internally, but it's buggy and not worth time to fix when we have a ton more important things to do on iOS." But Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, did confirm that a web version of Threads is already in the works, but there's no timeline on when it'll be available. Currently, a very bare-bones version of Threads is available on the web, but it only supports browsing posts and profiles, so to actually publish anything or interact with other content, you have to use the iPhone app. In other news today, Bloomberg has reported that Apple is planning a price increase for the iPhone 15 Pro, and now a new analyst report from Barclays corroborates Apple's plans to increase those prices, saying that the iPhone 15 Pro could start at $1,099, while the iPhone 15 Pro Max price could increase to $1,299. Those increases are $100 and $200 respectively, but we would treat this rumor with some skepticism for the time being. Analysts typically rely on supply chain sources for their information, which can give insight into new features and changes in manufacturing cost, but only high-level Apple sources actually have access to pricing plans as of now. But still, Apple has already increased the price of previous iPhone models in other countries other than the United States, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max will be more significant than their predecessors. We are sponsored this week by Downy. Have you ever wished you could save a video from the internet right to your Mac? Downy is exactly what you're looking for. Downy lets you easily save videos from YouTube and over 1,000 other websites right to your Mac. Unlike many other YouTube downloaders, Downy supports HD video up to 4K on YouTube. Plus, there's ample support for post-processing that lets you convert the video to your desired format, or if you just want the audio track, Downy can handle this automatically. One of the best parts about Downy is that you can install a browser extension to send links to the Downy app from your browser with a single click. And if you ever have a support issue with Downy, you can contact the developer directly within the application, and he will personally attend to all of your problems. Downy is one of the first apps I install on a new Mac, and you can get started today at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Downy for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, following the announcement of Apple's M2 chip at WWDC 2022, we're now on the cusp of Apple's plans for the M3. The M3 chip is expected to be a major upgrade over the M2, switching to a new manufacturing process that uses 3-nanometer fabrication. The previous two Apple Silicon chips for the Mac and previous iPhone models were all fabricated using a 5-nanometer process. The nanometer fabrication size for a chip represents the distance between transistors on that chip. The smaller the distance, the better the performance and efficiency. So the reduction in fabrication size from 5-nanometer to 3-nanometer for the M3 chip represents a major change. This will allow for a higher density of cores, while simultaneously meaning that the performance and efficiency of each core will improve. Bloomberg has reported that the base configuration of the M3 Pro chip will feature 12 CPU cores and 18 GPU cores. This would represent an increase of 2 cores for both the CPU and GPU in comparison to the same version of the M2 Pro. The baseline M3 Pro will also apparently have a slightly higher RAM ceiling, supporting a maximum of 36 gigabytes versus the 32 gigabyte limit on the M2 Pro. But as always, Apple may strike its own balance between efficiency and performance improvements. The company could lean more heavily into efficiency, thereby focusing on things like battery life and opting for smaller performance gains. But at the same time, it could do the inverse and keep battery life and efficiency roughly the same, while drastically increasing performance capabilities. Also, according to Bloomberg, Apple's first Macs with an M3 chip inside will be the 13-inch MacBook Air, a new version of the 24-inch iMac, and an M3 MacBook Pro. That's the 13-inch MacBook Pro with a touch bar that remains a product in Apple's lineup. Higher-end Mac models, such as the 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pro and the Mac Studio, aren't expected to be upgraded to the M3 series until sometime in early to mid-2024. In addition to the Macs with M3 chips, Apple is also reportedly preparing a new version of the iPad Pro with an M3 chip for sometime in early 2024. But given that Apple's M3 chip will be its first 3-nanometer component, it's possible that it will face delays and production issues. In fact, Apple's partner, TSMC, has already said that it's struggling to keep up with the demand for M3 processors, especially as it starts to ramp up and perfect the production process for 3-nanometer chips. We expect more details on the M3 processor to leak in the lead-up to the release of the first M3 Macs, which is expected to happen as soon as October. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads, Mastodon, or Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.